Hey there, Wallflower. Did I scare you? Sorry. I know you're over here in this corner trying to hide from everyone, but I just had to come say hi. You know me. I like being an annoying brat. It's kind of my thing. I'm actually the person here you're least repulsed by? Well, thanks. I'm flattered. For real though, the feeling is mutual. Do you know why I was even invited here? Your sister and I haven't hung out in a hot minute. This is literally the first time I've seen her in a place that isn't school in I don't know how long. Oh, your mom was the one who wrote up the invites? That makes sense, I guess. Parents are always so out of touch. I guess yours at least threw a graduation party for her. Mine probably don't even know I'm graduating this year. Well, there's no fucking way I'm hanging out with that group of basic bitches, so... Looks like you're gonna have to keep me company for the next few hours. Sorry in advance. Why did I stop hanging out with her? You mean your sister? Isn't it obvious? We're literally nothing alike. I mean, we kinda were back in grade school, but that was a long time ago. You know, like, before we really figured out who we were. As soon as that started happening, we just grew more and more different. I got into anime and manga, rock music and fanfiction, stuff like that, and she, see? I don't even know what she got into. And now she just graduated high school as the Queen Bee cheer captain, and, well, you know. Yeah, e-girl, that's me. No, I'm not mad at her. It's her life. She's free to do whatever she wants with it. I just totally don't vibe with her anymore. Like at all. Hey, it's cool. Don't be sorry. You're not the one who fucked up the invites. At least I got to come and see you, huh? I think I vibe a lot more with you now than with her. Like, a lot more. To be honest, I was pretty sure I wanted to just ditch this thing. Until I remembered you. I mean, I know we haven't talked all that much. I only really saw you in passing when I'd come over to hang out, and that was a long time ago, obviously, but I've always kind of had a fascination with you. You're so different from your sister. You're so quiet, so mysterious. I'd only be able to catch a few glimpses of you before you disappear back into your room. I was always curious about what you were doing in there. I mean, you were also hot as fuck, and you still are. Hell, you've gotten even hotter, so that contributed to it too. I just kinda couldn't help but have a little crush on my best friend's sexy college boy brother. Can you blame me? Yeah, I could tell you had the same rebel spirit. Fuck society and all that. Birds of a feather, right? Hell, you might have been the one who influenced me down the old girl path in the first place. Okay, yeah. I have a lot of daddy issues, that too. Alright. I'm not gonna beat around the bush anymore. You still single? Oh shit. No way. I was sure you would have been snapped up by now. What are you talking about? Sad boy types are hella in right now. What do they call them? Tsundere? They're super hot, trust me. Just be a quiet guy with long hair that partly covers your face. Have some mild trust issues that translate into unknowingly playing the most unbeatable game hard to get. And girls will be dropping their panties left and right. Okay, sorry, I'm rambling. Yeah, I do have a type. In case you couldn't tell already. Come on, let's stop messing around. You're single, that's all I wanted to hear. And I just so happened to be single too. Is that all you wanted to hear? Calm down, they're off in their own world. I bet they didn't even notice me walk in. But if you're really worried, then how about we take this up to your room? I still haven't seen it, you know? Why don't you show me what I've been missing? Alright then, after you. Am I a good kisser? I've been practicing, you know, with my pillow, but whatever. Not bad. Okay, I'll take that. I've been practicing something else too, you know. Let's just say the handle of my hairbrush has been getting a lot of attention ever since I got the invitation to this thing. And I don't mean it because I've been using it on my hair. What? What else am I supposed to practice with? Just shut up and let's do this. Come on. Take those dead khakis off and show me what you got. Oh shit. Well, no, that's a bit bigger than my hairbrush handle, for sure. Nothing I can't wear with, though. Not at all. Come here, lay in bed. Just stay there, and I'll get nice and ready for you. Okay, let me take my seat. Come on, don't be shy. Just put it in me already. Fuck. That feels good. Fuck. I can feel the muscles on your back tensing. It's so fucking hot. How do you look even more handsome like this somehow? I don't even know what I'm saying right now. I'm just so needy. Yeah? You think I look pretty? Oh, fuck. I'm smiling like a fucking dork. But thanks, I guess. That's really nice of you to say. Or something. God, that was so fucking awkward. Let's just stop talking and make out, please. so good. So amazing. Fuck. And I thought your voice was sexy before. I think I'm gonna finish just from hearing you moan. Yeah, of course, babe. You can be as rough as you want with me. Oh, this feels so good. Fuck. Oh.